Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Asker on the Billboard Chart Beat Podcast, and with me today, the one and only Kane Brown, RCA recording artist, and manager Martha Earls. Hello, people.
Hi, Jim.
Hi.
And this is such a great time to be doing this. The American Music Awards, the album, all the excitement. Kane, first of all, just congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I remember sitting in a room one day a few years ago where somebody from Billboard said to check out these social numbers on Kane Brown and asking me if it was real. And it seems like just a short time ago. And first of all, we all said, yeah, it looks pretty real. And just a short time later, got all the success that we're going to talk about. So just congratulations on a phenomenal start and just a few years' time.
Thank you, man. It's been fun.
Great. So it's so great to be here with you. And Martha, this is the first time I've had an artist manager
dynamic. First time?
Yes.
Wow. I feel honored,
Jim.
So don't
feel too much pressure.
I feel no pressure.
Martha, first of all, tell me how you guys met. I'd like the fan to be in on how you met and got together, first of all.
So we met a little over 3 years ago. I was consulting for a company and Kane was signed there, and I had heard his name, but we hadn't met in person. And he came to town. He was still living in Chattanooga, and he came to town, and we met, and we connected. And I said, I'll help out any way I can, but you know, I wasn't his person. He had another guy helping him out, and then that guy ended up selling his company, and things work out the way that they're always supposed to work out. And Kane reached out to me and said, hey, you know, will you be my person and help me out with some of this stuff? And then it was the perfect timing. It was probably September 2015, and that was right around the time that he hit the tipping point with social media. Mm-hmm. And really started reaching that critical mass with his social media that he built himself in Chattanooga.
So did you two get together before signing with Sony?
Yeah.
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 Kane, what did you see about Martha that made you think, like, I want her to steer me?
She just had this positive energy about her. Mm-hmm. And I just really needed somebody in that moment because everybody kind of gave up on me. And
oh, really?
Yeah. And Martha was just there.
We have the same birthday.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the same birthday.
October 21st. Different year.
Did you
that
say
might
21st?
Surprise you. Yeah, October 21st.
It's my birthday.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Oh.
That would be something, though, wouldn't it?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome you guys have the same birthday. Yeah. So that was an immediate connection, right?
Yeah.
And Martha, you kind of came to town.
I came up through publishing. So I came up working at Warner and then at BMG and working with artists there. And so it's crazy, like Jason Aldean, and we always talk about this because Kane's gone out on the road with Jason in the past and is going to go out with him again next year. And Jason and I always, I'm sure it annoys everybody because we always start talking about the old days, right? Like, we're like, remember when? Because Jason was the brand new developmental like artist.
What was the publishing
at
company?
Warner Chappell.
Okay.
So the big Warner publishing company.
Okay.
And I was the intern and we're the same age. And so it's like I got to come up in the industry with artists like Jason, Little Big Town, a few others like that, Jake Owen. And even though I sort of came up through publishing, so I have an affinity for songs and songwriters, I always love like songwriter artists. And Kane's such a great songwriter artist that I think maybe that was part of what really attracted me when we first met, like, wow, he's so much talent.
Mm. And that's what struck you right away. Scary wanting to manage someone?
No, I mean, I had managed other artists in the past. Mm-hmm. But I think, not at all. Because I think I think with Kane, you know, he's so unique that it was easy to see he had such a compelling path.
Did you have a fan following by then? You said people were giving up on it. You had a good sized fan base though.
Mm-hmm.
You were already like packing clubs and stuff, right?
Yeah, it was crazy because it was literally like I told the people we were working with that I couldn't get a hold of anybody, and I was like, okay, well, I have this thing where if you give up on me, don't try and come back. So I was like, I'm going to blow up. I literally said that. I know it sounds super cocky, but I was just so mad. I was like, I'm going to blow up and I don't want you to try and come back. Wow. And literally the next week, I wrote a song called Used to Love You Sober. And I posted it on Facebook, and it went viral for me. And
I know.
Then those managers tried to come back, and I was like, nah. The only way I'll keep being even in y'all's vicinity is if Martha becomes my manager.
Did your way of growing up, you think, instill that in you, that loyalty factor?
Yeah, the loyalty thing came with me just growing up with my mom and just my friends. You know, my friends are the same way. All my friends are loyal to me. I'm loyal to them.
And there's been a lot said about you growing up that a lot of fans know, but, you know, we're going to be talking to some people who don't know. So I just want to run through it really quick. And congratulations, by the way, you're on the cover of Billboard magazine, which is just
awesome.
Huge for this point of your career.
Yeah.
And hats off to your team and your camp. You've definitely brought the goods to the table, but it's also a big boat. A lot of people want to be on the cover, and you got it. And congratulations. I hope you were happy with the story. I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah. Super thrilled with the story.
So tell us just quickly, you grew up in Georgia.
Yeah, I grew up in Georgia on a dairy farm. Single mom, two brothers, lived in a trailer, didn't really have that much money. Went through child abuse. Found out that I was biracial when I turned like 7 years old. Because mm-hmm. My whole family was white, so I never met my dad's side of the family.
How long back do your memories go?
They go back pretty far.
Before seven?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember a lot of things, which is crazy. But yeah, I went through child abuse. And
I'm sorry to hear that, but...
Yeah, it's fine. It made me stronger for today.
You know? You seem like a strong guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty quiet, but I just observe a lot.
You're quiet, but you got that twinkle in your eye, like... You know, there's a lot behind that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It comes out on stage.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And you're phenomenal on stage. And how long have you been writing songs?
I'd say 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And being biracial, you're in a small group of people in this field. Martha, not many, right?
No, not many. And I think that...
In country, I'm talking about specifically...
No, not many in country. Absolutely not many in country. And I think that, you know, one thing that I always say about Kane is that he's a country singer if you listen to his voice, but he's a cultural crossover.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really important for our format. For right now, in 2018, it's 2018. And I think that the fan that Kane brings to the format and the acceptance, I think that that's a really important thing.
There's a song on this new project, Experiment, the new album. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your sophomore album, Good As You. I just heard it a few days ago for the first time. And I love it. It sounds like an old Al Green record to me. to me anyway,
because
I'm older, and it just has that sense of soul that comes naturally, and yet it's country at the same time, and you know, so much country music has R&B.
Yeah.
I mean, Hank Williams Sr. was a soul singer, you know, just with a twang.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your music to somebody who hasn't heard it?
I don't know. I would say probably new, a little different. And, you know, just I have like a very baritone voice, but I feel like with this album, we did pretty good on, you know, going from different ranges and, you know, just different sounds. I showed that song Good As You to a lot of different people, and they're like, whoa, man, you have a different register that I haven't heard before in the song. And
it debuted at number one on our digital song sales chart. So congratulations for that.
Thank you. Yeah. So it was just cool experiment on this album.
Martha, how would you describe his music to somebody? You come home, you say, I just signed this guy. And how would you describe Kane?
Well, he said it best when he said, I'm Kane Brown. I mean, it is, Kane's a country artist, but he is a much broader reach and an honesty to his music that I think is refreshing. And I think that's a lot of what fans connect to is, and one of the things I admire about Kane is his willingness to be honest in his lyrics and in what he says and how he discusses and talks about his songs. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes people are afraid to do that because it takes a lot of confidence to be that vulnerable, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. And who you could trust and who you don't trust. And the new album is 12 songs. How many did you write?
I wrote 11 of the 12.
Yeah, Live Forever is the one you didn't write, correct?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting that the name of the tour is the Live Forever Tour.
Mm.
So would that be the second single? I was kind of trying to think that out in my head last night.
No, I think that's a song that's, you know, kind of just for the album. It might be a single, but that's why I love that song so much. I wanted to give it, you know, love. Mm-hmm. So it was just a perfect sound or a perfect name for the tour, I felt like.
That's great. And you're going to have, this is going to be your first headlining tour.
Yeah.
Starting in January. I saw that you're starting it in Georgia. Is that near your hometown?
It's pretty close.
Is that the reason why you picked it to launch the tour? Or
was
that just
a
coincidence?
Yeah.
Martha, was that
a
coincidence?
Well, you know, here's the thing, Jim. The day before the tour, you want to rehearse all day. So it was really convenient to Nashville, to be honest. No, okay. it's a great market. Duluth, Georgia. Kane's from Georgia, of course.
Just say you know, there's a science behind it.
Yeah, there's a science behind it, Jim.
And I love that you got Jimmy Allen on the tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who else is on the tour? Daniel Bradbury, is that right?
Yep.
And Ray Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
And Granger Smith?
Yes, sir.
How do you keep in touch with your fans?
I would say I'm really good with my fans because I remember their faces.
You think they're afraid of, like, I grew up a huge Springsteen fan and I had his second record that only sold like 14,000 copies back then. And he was ready to be dropped by the label. And, you know, I was like 15 or 16, and he puts out these huge albums, and we felt like, oh no, like we're losing our guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think your fans want to keep you there too?
No, I think my fans want to see me succeed, and they know I'm not going to go anywhere. We have that bond. Mm-hmm. Just they know they got me started, and they know that I will remain the same person I was before any of this happened.
What about, Martha, the pressure of a second album?
Well, I think that a lot of I think a couple of things. I think that a lot of people put that pressure on themselves. But I think in this case, honestly, I think Kane was able to actually take more time writing this album than the first album. Because the first album, it was like, you know, you sign the record deal and then you go do the radio stuff and you get thrown on tours and whatever, and you try to write an album. But with this one, I feel like, and I don't know, I mean, it's, you know, Kane can say that, but I feel like they were able to really write the album that they always wanted to write. So, mm-hmm. A lot of people say that about their first album, but I feel like that's kind of the case with the second album, actually. I feel like this album really represents
Kane. So it kind of took the pressure off in a way?
I think so, in a way. Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, of course you want to try to beat what you did last time.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, hopefully we can sell one more than we sold last time.
The first one spent 12 weeks at number one on our top country albums chart.
No pressure.
I'm not.
Jeez, now I'm
I swear I'm
to
not
wonder.
Doing that. Don't blame me, Martha. I think this one's going to do even better. I just, you know, the fan base has grown so much that, and you've had a number of hits. So, and but the last one, I'm paying a compliment. I'm not putting pressure. Number five on the Billboard 200, which is just amazing for a first album. And I was talking with some of the folks at Billboard the other day, and they were, you know, talking about the digital sales success, which has been there, the streaming success, which has been there. And they were saying, you know, radio lags behind a little bit. And I was like, no, it hasn't. He said five songs on the chart, two of them are number ones, and one of them is number five right now. So three of the five, and the first two were kind of before everything kicked in for you, too. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really a great start at radio. So they've embraced you.
Yeah, I see what they're saying. Like, it was a little slow at first, but now they're behind me full, you know. But it was also, again, as I was coming in social media, and it hasn't really been done in country music, so... Like you were saying, they didn't know if the social mm-hmm. numbers were real or anything. So they didn't want to, you know, just, you know, throw a curveball and hope that it happened or hope that it worked.
And radio is so research-based now.
Yeah.
Where in the old days, we would just take a song off our desk that we liked, take it into the studio and say, play this. I hope that still goes on out there. I know some great programmers that are still out there doing that. But it looks like they've really embraced you to where you're really pop. Have you visited a lot of radio stations?
We did a different thing. We were planning to do a radio tour, but we were touring so much mm-hmm. that we ended up visiting the radio stations as we went to the cities that mm-hmm. we toured to. So that honestly probably didn't help us in the long run or the short run either. But now I know everybody, we've visited everybody and everybody's family, and we feel like they're on our side.
It is a tight little family, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially in country music.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And, you know, we were talking about this before, but we weren't on the air yet, that the first time I met both of you was at the little ceremony with RCA Records where I presented you with a plaque for topping five charts at the same time. Our five major charts, which if I could just name them quickly, hope I get them all right since I do the charts, country airplay, hot country songs, which is a hybrid of streaming sales and airplay, top country albums, country streaming songs, and country digital song sales, which nobody had ever done in the history of the charts before. So did that hit you when it happened, or was it just another thing that was rolling along in this?
It was awesome. To me, at first, I didn't really understand what it meant. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, cool. And then afterwards, I actually looked at it once I saw everything. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Because for your song to go number one at the same time as all four of the other ones.
Hardly ever happens.
Yeah.
It never happened well. It very seldom happens with three.
Yeah.
So, and then four even fewer. And then for five is just... insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So caused me a lot of time researching too, so at least we know next time if it ever happens again, because, you know, we are meticulous about going back. The Hot Country Songs chart goes back to 1958.
Damn.
It transitioned to a hybrid in 2012, So there are a lot of songs that will go to number one on the radio chart, for instance. And because the hybrid chart is consumption, radio included, streaming and sales, a lot of songs won't make it to number one. Meant to Be, Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. That song's been number one on that chart now for 48 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. It's still
48 weeks. Is that the longest?
It's been Meant to Be and Heaven have been our number one and two streamers.
Heaven's a good one.
for a long, long time. And then What Ifs is way up there with streaming now.
Yeah.
Dang.
What if I was made for you?
About the duet with Lauren, I love the song. I don't think they worked it to pop.
I don't
rating.
Think so. I think it because it was really Kane's first hit single at country radio.
Right, and they didn't want to.
You have to ask yourself, what's the message you're trying to send if you immediately run to pop with it? Plus, Heaven was such a monster that came right after it. Heaven's bigger as what than What Ifs, I think.
But is it true that What Ifs was not intended to be a duet initially? Or was it?
Well, I don't know. It kind of worked itself. We had it just me. Like I wrote it with two other writers, and we were like, well, let's just see if we had a girl as like the background vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
So we just brought Lauren in just because me and Lauren were talking about doing a song together, and I was like, it'll only take you 15 minutes to sing these demo vocals. And she came in and just made the song so much more dynamic. So we decided to keep her on it, and I mean, she made it that much bigger.
And for anybody who doesn't know, it's such a great story, and that you two knew each other for so long, and you're still pals, huh?
Yeah, known each other since middle school.
Your voices, Martha, they mesh so well together, right? That
oh, it's
big
great.
Baritone voice of his and her voice.
Yeah, she's
so
such
strong.
An incredible singer.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal duet. And I saw you guys do it at the CMA Music Fest in the stadium, and she just looked so happy to be up on that stage, and you did too. It was a great moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was scary.
Was that your first time at CMA Music Fest or a second?
It was first time doing the stadium, yeah.
What's that like for the first time when you get up there?
It was
sold
scary,
out crowd.
You know? Yeah, because there's still a lot of people out there who don't know my name or know who I am. So when I got up there, I was just hoping that they knew at least Heaven and What Ifs.
What was it like for both of you at the American Music Awards? Martha, you first, and then
me
Kate.
First. It was exciting. It was fun. It was, you know, it's cool because the AMAs are
fan voted.
Everyone, yeah, they're fan voted, and they're all genres, right? So you're sitting there, and there's, you know, Post Malone and Khalid and Kane and
I'm just kidding.
You know, no, but you know, it's everybody, and then Thomas Rhett, right? And
right.
then Taylor Swift, who's every genre, and so I think that the opportunities that have come from that and from being there and being present and being and for Kane being visible have been really good. I think that the AMAs were a great way to sort of introduce him to a larger music community.
What was that like when for three awards? How fantastic was that?
It was pretty cool because I was just excited that I won that first one. And then we walked backstage and they give you the trophy and they handed me three instead of one. And we were just like, well, what are these for? I'm like, oh, they didn't tell you you won the other two. So we're just like, we were really excited, especially because that was really our, I mean, we got the CMT awards and then, but that was
right.
our, you know.
And I remember you on stage saying, this is my very first award.
Yeah. So we hadn't really won a lot. So we weren't expecting much. And so when you're not expecting much and something big happens, you know, it's just a huge surprise.
How happy were you for him, Martha?
Oh, so
having
happy.
Having been on this journey with him for
you know,
a while now.
Do you know what we did afterwards? We went, well, we had to fly back, but we went to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. That's how we celebrated.
Seriously?
Yeah, we wanted to get a chicken strip tray. We didn't fool around with just one of the meals.
That's awesome.
We got a full chicken strip tray.
Did they let
amazing.
You go to the front of the line? There's always a lot of people in that
drive-thru.
Drive-thru.
We had a car service. It was the drive-thru.
We were backstage talking to Garth Brooks, and he was talking about going through the drive-through at Captain D's or one of those places. And then Taco Bell, he was talking about.
He's a Taco Bell guy. I read that. He's a Taco. Garth Brooks is a Taco Bell guy.
So you still do the drive-throughs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What? What artists did you meet at the AMAs? Did you meet some artists who knew you who you didn't think would know you?
Me and Post Malone, we hung out in Nashville, so he came up to me. We talked for a little bit. Me and Khalid got connection through the AMAs, which was awesome. I'm a huge Khalid fan.
Mm-hmm.
I met Vanessa Hudgens. Tyra Banks took a picture with me backstage.
Oh,
which
nice.
Which is sick, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, Ella Mai. I met her through there, and she just followed me on Twitter today, which I thought was awesome. Huge fan of hers. And
The interview, can you follow me so I could tell people?
Yeah, I got you. So, yeah, it was just cool, and I was just really excited because of the all genres, so just to kind of network
great,
and
right?
talk to everybody, yeah.
That's really nice. I was just wondering what went through your heads that night. I think a lot of people were happy for you that you won, you know.
Yeah.
I think you've, you know, when we start interviews for the podcast, I usually tell people that let's not keep it too inside, you know, too industry inside. But for you, it's almost the opposite way. The fans knew all about you first before the industry did, right?
Yeah.
Your fans. I mean,
yes.
We heard stories of you packing clubs way in the beginning. Do you still like playing small club? I know you're going to go out and do arenas on this next tour, right? Like 8,000 to 10,000 seat places.
Yeah.
And you just played 12th and Porter the other night. You still
awkward.
Like doing the 12th
tiny.
And Porter, for anybody who doesn't know, is a tiny club. I have felt so closed in just being at the back wall because I like to be a fly on the wall in the back.
Yeah.
And it's tiny, right? And packed in. Do you still like playing those small places?
It's a lot different because we came into playing all the club things and, I was learning. And then I felt like a big jump in my career was going to the arenas with all these other artists and learning what they do on stage and, you know, just the production and everything they have. And it's hard to take that back into a club.
What's the favorite show of late that you've seen in a concert that just blew you away?
Show like that I've
yeah.
been to
mm-hmm. something just as a listener, a fan. That
probably Drake. I went to Drake's mm-hmm. show, and his production was crazy. Like he had a flying Ferrari, and his floor was it was LED, so his whole floor took up the whole arena,
wow.
and it just changed and did a bunch of different stuff, and it was cool.
Are you always writing when you're on the road too?
No, not really. I did for this album. I brought writers out almost every week, and. It's just a really tight space because mm-hmm. I'm still a new artist. So we'll be at 3 buses next year, but I only had 2 buses this year. So just having people out just in your space is kind of hard.
Is it hard as more and more people want to tag along to like, you know, be by yourself and just concentrate on things?
For me, it gets a little frustrating just because I'm like a homebody. Like I like to be by myself. So more and more people want to come. So nobody ever sees that it bothers me,
mm-hmm.
but it puts me in a different mood. Like I completely shut down then. I just keep it all in.
Mm.
And
Martha, do you go on the road?
I prefer flying to busing. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that about me.
So for the next tour, will you go out to a lot of the
yeah,
dates?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Of course. Absolutely. We'll go out to a lot of the dates. And I think that, I think being present is important. And, you know, I trust our team out on the road because the other thing is there's a lot of work that has to be done in Nashville and a lot of what needs to happen you can't do out on the road. So I have to trust. Kane has an incredible team out on the road. He's a great tour manager. He has a great band.
Who plays bad cop? Tour manager?
Who do you think's the bad cop?
Yeah, but usually everybody comes to me and I'm just like, because they're all family, like everybody's basically brothers. So I'm like, y'all need to get y'all sides of the story straight and squash it.
True. Yeah, it's true.
Martha, you don't have to play bad cop then.
I mean, every now
yeah,
and then.
Yeah, like a 5% chance Martha gets brought in.
You're both so nice. That must be difficult at times. So what?
Oh, Martha can turn around.
Yeah. She's got a great smile, though. So
yes.
What's your favorite song on the new record?
Oh my gosh. How do you pick
rattle
a
few
song?
Off that you love?
Let's see. I love I love American Bad Dream.
Remember when ninth grade was about getting late, skipping class, trying not to get caught. Now you gotta take a test in a bulletproof vest, scared to death that you might get shot.
That's, you know, like sort of bigger message stuff is important to, that's just important to me as you get older, I think that's important. I love Baby Come Back to Me because I know it's the opening of the album and it's going to be an important part of the tour. And so it excites, that song excites me.
Goodbye, don't do this to me. Tonight, just come back to me. Hey, baby, come back to me.
I love Homesick. I love Live Forever. I love, see, I'm going to name them all. Good As You. I love Lose It, too, because Lose It was what started it all for this record. Lose It was the first song that Kane wrote with Will Weatherly and Chase McGill, and it was kind of the first, it was the beginnings of the album. So, yeah, I don't know. I like them all.
Kane, how about you? Do you have a couple of favorites on the record?
Not really. You know, my first one, my first album, I could have named you some favorites, but this one's...
I guess stacked up.
Yeah, I guess it's because they all sound different. And I, of course, I'm biased because I had a part.
Were there a few left over that you couldn't fit on the album?
There were not too many, but there was a couple.
I wanted to ask you, as a young guy, for me, you know, the album is still really important. When I hear people say it's a songs thing now, you know, it's not an album format anymore. And I'm talking about all genres. I'll say, no, it's, we still need cohesive albums.
Yeah.
And you made one. So even being from this point where you would put songs out, and you still do put songs out, the album's still really important to you?
Yeah, the album's important to me because it's, I don't know if it's, I don't know if my theory's true or not. I think it is. But it's like you want songs that country radio is going to play and that it sounds great on country radio. But the way the world is, you also want songs that are going to stream very well.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're on your album, then to me it's like sometimes you want to push those boundaries because they can go outside of streaming because it won't be on country radio. So why should they have to sound only for country radio? You want to get them in other playlists that other people are listening to. It streams. It brings it towards your album, makes your album sell more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically you want your country radio songs, you want your streaming songs.
That's excellent. When programmers would say to me back when I was programming, I listen to that song all the time. I love it, but I wouldn't play it. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's a great song. It's a great song. Just play the thing. Maybe that's why I got out of radio. You know what I mean? But sonically, there is a sound now especially that seems to be on the radio more than you know, something that's just being streamed or whatever. But I still kind of believe that. You know, a great song's a great song, a great single's. You know, when I told you about that one song that I just loved, Good As You, I think that would make a great radio single.
That's what I've been trying to say.
Really?
You and Kane Brown are aligned on that.
I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed. Never leave, I love you left unsaid. It might take 100 lifetimes to do, but baby, I just wanna be good at.
Bring Randy Goodman in here.
That's what I'm about to go do.
For anybody who doesn't know, Randy is the chairman of Sony Music Nashville. What are you guys doing for the holidays? You going to get off the grid a little bit?
He's doing the Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That's
singing
fantastic.
Good As You. So there you go, Jim Asker. Am I allowed to say that? All right.
Congratulations. That's
Thank
a
you.
Big deal.
It's going to be fun.
But after that, will you get a little time to go back to Georgia and hang with the family and...
I don't know. They usually come up to Nashville just because they know I travel so much. So they'll come up and just spend the night at my house. Right. I just got married.
Congratulations. Was it a quiet wedding or?
Well, I mean, we kept it quiet. It was like 200 people there. We had some industry people. Mm-hmm. And then it got out afterwards.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you guys are living just outside of town? Outside of town, I mean outside of Nashville?
Yeah.
Are you in Mount Juliet?
No, we're over in Franklin.
Oh, okay.
I was in Mount Juliet.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where I live.
Oh, awesome. I still got a house out there. It's not sold. So if you have any friends,
I might need it.
Go for it.
Martha, how about you? You going to get off the grid?
No, I'm never off the grid.
You're checking your phone constantly, aren't you?
Constantly. It's okay, though. It's all good things.
I just want to wish you guys the best of luck down the road. It's going to be a hectic time for you. I hope you enjoy it, Kane.
Yeah.
Especially the success when something hits number one, enjoy that time. Not that I know, I've never had a number one song, but I would think that you feel so much pressure for the next one all the time that, but it doesn't seem like you have that, do you?
Not with me, just because my fans, they know the song, whether it's a number one or not. But I mean, you can't deny that you don't like a number one.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I hope so, because I'm doing the charts.
I love them.
Martha, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
This has been great having you. I hope we can do it again sometime. Happy holidays to both of you.
Thanks, Jim.
You too.
Congratulations on all the success to both of you as well.
Thank you.
With Martha Earls and Kane Brown, this is Jim Asker on the Billboard Chart Beat Podcast. Thank you, everyone.
Because when you do that thing right there, flipping your hair, baby, I swear, I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart keeps giving a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way your dance is swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.